弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, dear brothers and sisters.
很高兴看到很多弟兄姐妹啊、已经度完假回来了。
I'm very happy to see many brothers and sisters finish their vacation and come back.
也很高兴看到很多新面孔。
I'm very happy to see many new faces.
我想我们当中有很多人可能啊、主要用的语言是英文。
I think that many of you that your main language is English.
如果你比较习惯啊、比较敬拜比较活泼一点的敬拜的话，不用担心。
You don't have to worry if you like a more lively style of worship.
我们今天是特别是联合的崇拜，好让家长啊、学生啊可以一同聚会，而且了解整个教会这个大家庭。
Today is a joint worship so that all the parents and students that we can together and understand this is a big family.
从下个主日开始，我们有两堂的崇拜。
From next Sunday, we'll have two services.
第一堂是这个时间是完全用英文的崇拜。
The first worship is conducted in English. It's at this time.
那个敬拜是比较 contemporary， 是用 guitar 来带的。
It's a more contemporary worship style. It's led by guitar.
那中文堂是国语广东话是在11:15。
And the Mandarin and Cantonese service is at 11:15.
我们都会有bus 到学校校园接学生。
We'll have bus to pick you up from campus.
好，过几天就要开学了。
Within several days, the school will start.
从下个主日开始，中文堂的主日信息会以马太福音第五章为主。
From next Sunday, that will start a series of message from the Matthew chapter 5.
那英文堂 Pastor Paul会讲一些从约翰福音讲一系列的信息。
Pastor Paul will start the semester with the message from the book the Gospel of John.
在过去两个多月里面，我们暑假主日信息的主题是一生的果效是由心发出。
For the past two months in the summer, that our message on Sunday's worship is the heart is the wellspring of life.
圣经提醒我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
The Bible reminds us that we need to protect our heart above everything.
我们陆续看过了知足的心、清洁的心、表里一致的心、祷告的心、怜悯的心、信靠的心和感恩的心。
We've seen all these many hearts on the earth.
当然还有很多的心是值得一提的。
But there are many other attitude of your heart is worth mentioning.
但我今天特别挑选要来谈侍奉的心。
Today I'm going to talking about a serving heart.
有很多新的学生刚来到这里。
There are many students when they first arrive here.
即使不是新生，在一个学期开始的时候，对每个人来说都是一个重新开始的新机会。
Even though you are not a new student, but for everyone, the new semester is a new opportunity.
我希望今天的信息帮助每一个人看到一件重要的事。
I hope that today's message will help you see something.
就是在你要做的众多的选择当中，有一个很重要的决定，是你要不要做一位侍奉神的人。
That within many of your decisions, that an important decision is that whether you will be a person to serve the Lord.
不要轻看这个决定。
Don't neglect this important decision.
在这个大学城，每年都会有非常多的人结束学业或研究搬离这里。
In this campus town, many years there will be people graduated from here.
有一个让人感触很深的现象。
And there's something that is very touching.
就是曾经在这里积极侍奉神的人和没有积极参与侍奉的人在搬离开的时候有很大的差别。
There's a big difference between people who serve the Lord proactively or people who doesn't really serve.
积极侍奉神的人走的时候心里特别的踏实。
The heart is really satisfied when you serve the Lord here proactively.
他们知道在这里他们曾经尽上自己的心力。
They know that here they have dedicated themselves.
走的时候他们就经历到带着满满的祝福。
And when they leave with many blessings.
重点还不是在欢送的时候，人家会讲好多好听的话称赞他们。
Not in a farewell party that many people will thank them and praise them.
而是他们自己心里知道曾经付出过爱。
But in their heart, they know that they have give their love to others.
他们在这里的这些年当中活得是充实又有意义。
They know they have a very fulfilling life here.
我非常希望看到每一位在这里聚会的人，搬离开的时候 都是带着满满的祝福。
I hope that everyone, when they are ready to move out of here, that they can always be filled with the blessings.
所以我们今天要看有一颗侍奉的心是多么的重要。
So today we are going to see how important it is to have a serving heart.
对于还没有信主的朋友来说
for those non-believers,
你首先要想的是谁是你的神。
The first thing you need to think about, who is your God?
你为什么而活？
Why do you live?
如果钱财、学业或工作上的成就是你最关心、最在乎的，它就变成你的事。
If the money or your future job is something you care the most about, then it becomes your God.
你每天就是在为他而活，就是在侍奉他。
That you live for it and you also worship it.
在圣经当中神一再提醒我们要单单侍奉真神不要侍奉任何的假神
In the Bible it reminds us very often that we should serve the true Lord not the false God
在新约耶稣也说一个人不能侍奉两个主
And in the New Testament Jesus also reminds us no one can serve two masters
对于已经信主的弟兄姐妹来说
For people who have already believed,
我们要谨记侍奉神的重要。
We need to really remember the importance to serve the Lord.
在旧约，神像跟随他的子民说：“以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。”
In the Old Testament, God reminds his people saying.And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God? To walk in his way, to love him, and to serve the Lord your God.
在我们刚刚读的罗马书十二章里面也提到侍奉神是理所当然的。
And also in the book of Romans chapter 12, it also mentioned that worship to serve the Lord is reasonable.
但是什么是侍奉神？
But what is serving the Lord?
是不是在一些基督徒办的活动里面帮些忙，甚至带头做这个做那个，就叫侍奉神
？Is that you help in some of the church activities, do this and that? Is that serving the Lord?
今天早上我们谈侍奉的心，首先要把什么叫做侍奉神弄清楚。
Before we talk about serving heart, we need to understand what is serving the Lord.
如果不弄清楚，就有可能忙来忙去是做了很多的事情，但是还是一个非常不讨神喜悦的人。
If it's not clear to you, you may be very busy, but still, there's no, you cannot please God.
今天早上我用的主要的经文就是罗马书十二章一到八节。
The main passage I'll use is Romans chapter 12, verse 1-8.
这是很多人非常熟悉的一段圣经。
This is a passage that's familiar to most of you.
我会分三部分和大家一同来思想什么叫侍奉神。
I'll use three parts to share about this passage about serving the Lord.
首先我们看第一节最后一句话，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Let's look at the last sentence in the verse 1.This is your spiritual or reasonable act of worship.
在中文圣经翻侍奉，英文却翻作 worship. 为什么会有这个差别？
In the Chinese translation, it's more like service, but the English translation is worship. Why is the difference?
在新约圣经写作使用的希腊文里面，这边这个字本来的意思就是服侍，所以中文圣经翻作侍奉是绝对正确的。
In the Greek original text,the word used here is service, so the Chinese translation is very accurate.
但是英文圣经翻的也很对。
But the English Bible is also accurate.
因为服侍神和敬拜神是分不开的。
So to serve the Lord and to worship the Lord is inseparable.
用服侍这个字来表达敬拜的概念，在新约圣经里面是非常普遍也非常贴切的。
To use the word of service to express the idea of worshiping. This is very common and very accurate.
中文和合本圣经把这个字翻作侍奉，其实是把服侍和敬拜两方面的意思融合在一起，是非常非常棒的翻译。
The Chinese phrase used here actually combine the ideas of service and worship. It's actually a very good translation.
这个字这样的用法不只在希腊文是这样，旧约的希伯来文也是如此。
The usage of this word is not only so in the original Greek text, but also in Hebrews.
比如说在出埃及记，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说：容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。”
Just like in the book of Exodus, he said, then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go, so that they may worship me.
要是中文圣经翻作侍奉，英文 NIV 翻作 worship。
Chinese Bible close to a service, but the NIV Bible is using the word worship.
实际上在希腊文里面没有哪一个单独的字是对等于拉丁文或者是英文的 worship.
There's not a single word in English or Latin that corresponding directly to the original Greek word.
No, the other way. There's no single Hebrew word.
There's no single Hebrew word that corresponding to
worship in Latin or English.
Worship in English, right.Okay. Many words combined to that.
对，那其中一个常常用来表达敬拜神的字就是服事。
One of the words that used most often is this word service.
所以我们在谈侍奉的心的时候，第一个需要有的清楚概念就是侍奉神和敬拜神是连在一起。
So when we talk about the serving heart, the most important concept is that.Serving the Lord and worshiping the Lord is one thing.
侍奉的最根本及最核心就是敬拜尊崇神。
That the core and the most fundamental part of serving is to worship and glorify God.
让我们仔细来看罗马书十二章第一节讲的侍奉是什么。
Let's look carefully what is talking about here about serving in the Romans 12:1.
这边讲的是将身体献上当作活祭。
Here it mentioned to offer your body as living sacrifice.
简单来说就是把自己的全人全心都献给神。
Simply speaking, this is like dedicating your whole body and mind to God.
在每天的生活当中力求为神而活，讨神喜悦。
That you are in everyday life that you will seek for the pleasure of the Lord.
在华人教会当中非常受尊敬的陈敬辉老牧师写过一本书叫做生命的侍奉。
In the Chinese church, a very respectable pastor, Pastor Chen, he reads a book about ministry of life.
在那本书的第一章，他给侍奉下了一个定义。
In first chapter, he gave a definition to service.
他说侍奉神包括三方面。
He say that the serving the Lord including three parts.
第一方面，它叫做本位的侍奉。这个英文我自己试着翻，可能不是很好。
The first part is serving by our being.
他的意思是说我们人的本位是被神创造的受造者。
It mentioning that our being is being created by the creator.
所以我们理当侍奉是我们生命气息的创造主。
So reasonably that we should serve the creator.
藤牧师引用圣经说赞美祷告敬拜就是侍奉。
Pastor Chen mentioned that the Bible says that praise, the prayer and worship is part of the service.
那这边第一节罗马书十二章第一节讲的跟这个非常的类似。
In chapter Romans chapter 12, it is a very similar concept.
侍奉最根本的基础是我们与神的关系。
The most important foundations.Of service is that our relation to God.
所以我们有心侍奉神的时候，需要摆在第一的，就是在神的与神的关系上追求不断的成长。
So the first thing when we talk about serve the Lord is that we can always pursue our growth in the relation to God.
很可惜，很多人忽略这个本分。
It is a pity that many people have neglected this fact.
没有好的祷告灵修生活。
They do not have a good spiritual life.
这样的侍奉绝对是跟神的心意相违背。
This kind of service without a spiritual life is go against God's will.
所以虽然这种现象在很多的教会里面都非常的普遍，我们绝对不能忽视。
Even though this is quite common in many churches, this is something we cannot neglect.
所以我们教会不嫌啰嗦的一再提醒督促大家要养成每天灵修读经的好习惯。
So that many, many times we have encouraged our brother and sister to read the Bible and pray every day.
我们持续推动读经运动以及祷告会。
And we continuously encourage brother and sister to participate in Bible readathon and to participate in the prayer meeting.
因为这是最根本的侍奉。
Because this is the most fundamental part of service.
藤牧师说第二层的侍奉是生活的侍奉。
The second part of service is served by your life testimony.
它指的是在平日的生活当中活出好的见证 荣耀神。
That this is mentioning that in our daily life that we have this good testimony to glorify God.
在罗马书十二章第二节，我们看到与子相关的概念。
And in verse 2 in Roman chapter 12, we have seen this concept.
圣经叫我们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
It says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
在我们今天生活环境当中，周围的人绝大多数都不是基督徒。
In our environment, that many people around us are not Christians.
尤其现今的社会越来越高举开放、自由、享乐。
Especially today's society, we really saying that we have to have tolerance, freedom, and enjoyment.
所以一般人所拥抱的道德观和价值观与神要我们持守的圣经教导有很大的冲突。
So the ethic and the value systems is really have a lot of conflicts with the Christian beliefs in the Bible.
除非我们想得非常的清楚。
Unless we can think about it very clearly.
而且非常的坚定。
And be very firm about it.
要不然就很容易受旁边的人影响。
Or else we'll be influenced by others.
对我们当中刚刚离开家来读大一的新生，我要特别讲几句话。
For the freshmen, that you just leave your home, I have some special words for you.
过去住在家里，你爸爸妈妈一定或多或少会管你。
In the past, that your parents may have some protections over you.
所以现在离开家来读大学，这是你等待已久，可以完全自主、充分享受自由的好机会。
Now you leave home and go to a college. This is something you have waited for a long time. That you can be independent and enjoy your freedom.
真的，从现在开始，很多事情没有人管你了。
Actually now, there will be no more restrictions.
你可以随自己高兴去做很多事情，你爸妈管不着，你可能也不会让他知道。
You can do many things according to your pleasure, and your mom cannot put restrictions, and actually, you may not let them know.
但是当自由完全交在你手中的时候，你真的要好好的想清楚，你要如何使用这个自由。
So actually, when the freedom is put into your hand, you need to think carefully how you use your freedom.
特别大一是住在学校的宿舍
especially in the dormitory.
每个人都是新来的
everybody's a newcomer.
你当然会希望尽快的被人接纳跟大家打成一片
you will hope to gain a wide scale of acceptance.
所以光是你刚刚住进学校的头一个礼拜你就会面对很多的选择
actually you will face a lot of choices even in the first week.
未来几天每天晚上在 college town 和学校附近都会有很多的 parties
in the next few days in your dormitory or in college town there will be many many parties
不要跟我打听在哪里啊。
Don't ask me where they are
一些老生会邀请新生人一起去狂欢你去还是不去
the old students will ask you to go wild with them are you going
政府局学校都有法律规定21岁以下不能喝酒
The government and the school tell you that you shouldn't drink below 21.
但是很多人都喝，都会跟你说没关系，你是喝还是不喝？
But many people take alcohol anyway. But are you going to do it?
在宿舍里会有很多人鼓励你参加很多的活动，你是跟还是不跟？
Many dormitories that people will ask you to go to many activities. Are you going?
你心中有没有一个清楚的标准？有没有一个清楚的界限？
Do you have a clear standard or boundary?
我的两个女儿现在都在读大学。
My two daughters are in university now.
读的也是不差的学校。
They're in good schools.
我们也许会以为能进这些好大学的孩子，绝大多数都已经养成洁身自好的习惯。
You may think that those kids get into good schools, they know how to control themselves already.
但是多了解一下，就发现实际上不是这样。
But after my more further understanding, that this is not so.
不是这些孩子都喜欢随便，而是整个环境的影响太大。
It's not that those kids are not good, but there's such a strong influence from the environment.
两年前，我陪我大女儿去学校报道的时候，有机会遇到跟她住同一个宿舍、同一层楼很多的新生，很多看起来都很乖。
Two years ago, I accompanied my daughter to her school. I had opportunity to meet many new students and.All of them look very nice.
才搬进去第二天，就已经有女孩子跟男孩子单独在房间锁起门来。
Even just on the second day of moving in, there are girls choose to be in the same room with another boy.
而且还过夜。
over the night.
原本那只是少数几个人做工比较开放。
Originally, just very few of them choose to do these open ways.
但是一个学期下来，除了少数几位特别坚守信仰的基督徒之外，所有的人都受影响。
But after one semester, except some very good Christians, many people are influenced.
在性的方面变得很开放。
They take an open attitude towards sexual behavior.
很令人遗憾的是，好几个我两年前遇到的乖乖的大一新生女孩。
It's a pity that several very nice girls I've met in the semester
都在不到一年之间，在充满诱惑的环境当中，选择跟男孩子发生性关系。
In less than a year, in this environment of temptation, they choose to have sexual relationship with other men.
而且还不是跟打算认真交往的男朋友上床，而完全是为了想要有性经验而跟一些花花公子上床。
It's not that they have these sexual affairs with their seriously boyfriends, but only they want to learn the sexual experience with those playboys.
这件事情完全不是秘密，是公开的，在宿舍里面人人都知道。
Those things are not secret. This is open and everybody knows about it.
从这个例子你就知道。这真是每个人要做的选择。
From this example, you know that this is a decision you need to make.
这个选择很重要。
The choice is very important.
你要么是选择效法这个世界。
Either you choose to follow this world.
要么是心里想清楚，我不要效法这个世界，我要坚守我的选择。
Or you be very clear that you are not conformed to this world and, that you will make the choice.
我最近也接触到很多的大学生。
I have made contact with many college students.
我知道有不少学生后来很遗憾，他们刚来的时候随从别人做了一些不好的事。
I know that many college students feel very sorry that in their beginning years they have followed some very bad things.
尤其是一些基督徒，
especially Christians.
他们知道当时做的一些事，在不信主的同学面前留下很不好的生活见证。
They know that some of the things they do in the past have left a very bad expression to the non-believers.
以至于后来想要传福音，想要在团契和教会侍奉的时候，真的是遗憾。自己在生活见证上留下那些污点。
So even though they would like to pass on the gospel in the church and in the fellowship they want to serve, they're very sorry they have leaving those spots in their life.
那些污点很难洗去。
Those spots cannot be cleansed easily.
那些罪，上帝可以赦免。
God can forgive those sins.
但是留在别人心里的印象很难改变。
So the impression in others' heart, this is very difficult to change.
对不是学生的其他人来说，我们的生活见证也很重要。
To many other people here who are not students, our lifestyle is also very important.
有很多慕道的朋友来教会一段时间之后不来了。
Many seekers come to this church after some period, they stop coming.
原因很多。
There are many reasons.
但他们最常提到的一个原因，就是对一些基督徒的生活见证非常失望。
But the most common reason they have said is that they are very disappointed about some of the Christians' lifestyle.
讲的不是他们基督徒在教会当中的表现。
They're not talking about your behavior in the church.
而是在平日的生活当中，在工作的场所。
But in the behavior in your daily life, in your work, and other places.
当然，慕道的朋友很容易用高标准来衡量基督徒。
For sure that seekers may use a very high standards against Christians.
我没有信主之前也多次和其他不信主的人用非常苛刻的标准来论断其实对我们很好的基督徒。
Before I became a Christian, I have criticized very harshly to the Christians that actually treat me very nicely.
我记得我成为基督徒的那一天，我心中突然很惶恐。
Actually, the day I became a Christian, I become very puzzled.
我意识到自己缺点也很多，我很怕被别人用那些标准来衡量。
All of a sudden, I'm aware that I have a lot of shortcomings, and I'm afraid that people will pick on me, but just like that.
所以每逢有人批评我们教会的基督徒的时候，我总会想到我们教会绝大多数的基督徒都是信主不久。
when people have criticized our, the Christians in our church, I thought that the many Christians are new believers in our church.
每个人成长的过程当中都免不了会继续有很多失败。
In our process of growth, there are many failures in our daily lives.
我们要做的是多肯定弟兄姐妹的成长，而不是光在那里注意别人的失败。
We need to give more encouragement instead of notice their failures.
但是不可否认，不信主的人会不会愿意来听福音、认识神？一大关键是他们在认识的基督身上看到什么样的生活见证。
But undeniably, the seekers, whether they are willing to come to listen to the gospel and know God, the very important thing is that to see your Christian lifestyle.
如果我们有心侍奉神，就一定要谨记在心，生活的侍奉是第二方面重要的侍奉。
If we have a heart to serve the Lord, we need to remember the second part of serving is the ministry of lifestyle.
有好的生活见证就是对神有美好的侍奉。
That we have this good testimony is to have a good service to God.
在生活见证上随便就是做版面的工作。
If you take a very loose lifestyle, you are doing against the ministry.
第三方面的侍奉，肯牧师称它做工作的侍奉。
The third part is service in ministry.
也就是弟兄姐妹们常常所讲的，在教会里面参与各样事工的服事。
This is something that we mention very often. The many ministry that we ask the brothers and sisters to participate.
罗马书十二章三到八节讲到教会中的服事。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 3 to 8, have talking about the ministry in the church.
他讲到我们每一个人都应该善用神所给的恩赐，也就是属灵的才干。
He talked about that we should use our gifts from God, that is the spiritual talents.
我们应该彼此搭配服事，一同来建造教会。
That we should work together and build up the church.
神的心意绝对是要每一位基督徒都积极发挥功用。
God's will is that every Christian can be proactive in their ministry.
不能闲在一边。
You are not just being put alone.
更不能在那里批评别人。
Not to criticize others.
一般教会都有一个所谓的八十二十的现象。
It is very common that church have this 80-20 phenomenon.
就是教会百分之八十的收入是来自百分之二十成员的奉献。
That the 80% of the church income is actually out of the 20% of their members.
教会百分之八十的工作也是靠百分之二十的成员牺牲摆上来完成。
The 80% of the ministries are done by 20% of its members.
有人说那就好像一个挤满了人的运动场。
Some people use the example that this is like a athletic court.
只有一小群球员在场上拼足了劲啊，为了全队力求最好的表现。
There's only a few players on the field and they are playing very hard.
而在球场边却有几千几万所谓的观众在那里看表演。
There are thousands of audience is watching the show.
那些球员付上极大的代价接受训练。
The players pay a big price to receive the training.
而且在球场上承受很多体力的考验及冲撞的疼痛。
And they have all these physical difficulties and all the pain from impact.
但当他们表现不好的时候，会遭受到无情的批评。
When they don't play well, they will be criticized.
而批评他们的人往往是自己非常肥胖。
And the people who criticized them were very fat.
所以需要运动却没有运动。
They needed exercise, but they didn't.
所以想看看，在教会当中，你是训练有素、尽心竭力、参与行动的运动员呢，还是臃肿肥胖、光说不练的观众？
In the church, are you those athletes that be going through the rigorous training, or you are those fat audience?
参与工作的侍奉就像运动一样。
Ministry is actually like these athletes.
对我们灵命的健康不只是有益的，也是必要的。
This is important and also necessary to our spiritual health.
所以在这个教会，我们鼓励也督促每一个基督徒都要参与工作的侍奉。
So in this church, we encourage that every Christian will participate in the ministry.
哪怕你觉得你只是这个一根小小的小手指。
Even though you just feel yourself like a small finger.
小手指也需要动啊。
The small finger need to move too.
多动动会更强健、更灵活，也能够发挥更大的功用。
The more exercise you get, you will get more healthy and more more lively and you can have better function.
在第三节这段经文还特别强调了另外一点。
In verse 3, it emphasized another point.
就是每个人不要看自己过于所当看的。
That you should look yourself more than you should.
前面讲的错是有一些人闲在一旁，从来都不动。
The previous mistake was mentioned is that people do not serve proactively.
现在提醒的另外一个常见的错误是有一些人太爱求表现。
The other very common mistakes are people who are really looking for the expressions.
Yeah, 他们在参与工作的侍奉的时候，常常会自我膨胀，高举自己。
They puffed up and elevate themselves.
每年新生来的时候都会给校园的各个团契带来新的活力。
The new students will bring many vigor to the fellowships.
但是有的时候也会带来新的困扰。
But there are also some new puzzlement.
因为有一些新来的人很喜欢讲很属灵的大话。
Because some newcomers like to talk big words spiritually.
很急于表现自己非常的属灵，好像事事高人一等。
They would like to see themselves as very spiritual and higher than everyone else.
在侍奉上，他们最大的兴趣是找机会表现自己的才能。
In their ministries, their most interest is to find opportunities to express their talents.
至于其他的事，他们就不太愿意跟别人配合。
For other things, they are not willing to go with others.
曾经有一位讲英文的本科生，大一一来就引起很多人的注意。
I know an undergrad that speak English, and even as a freshman, many people notice him.
他真的很有才华。
He's actually very talented.
但是他不能谦卑的与别人合作。
But he cannot serve humbly with others.
他去过几个团契，没有一个满意。
He went to several fellowships, but none of them can satisfy him.
就是长期活在那个不满意当中。
So he always lived in this dissatisfaction.
后来他曾经有一度想要招聚一些人一起做一些事。
Once he would like to call people to do something together.
但那时候他已经失去大家的敬重。
But that time he had lost all the respect from others.
没有什么人要支持他，所以最后不了了之。
Nobody hoped to support him, and that just go without saying.
到他毕业的时候，他像是一个孤单的独行侠。
When he graduated, he just like a lonely star.
另外还曾经有一位研究生。
Another graduate student I know.
来了之后没有多久，他就在校园里面另外成立一个讲英文的查经班。
After he arrived shortly, then he start another fellowship speaking English.
当然是他做头。
Surely he's leading.
那时候他好得意，非常的骄傲。
So he feel a lot of pride about himself.
不到一年，他突然找我单独谈话。
In less than a year, he asked to talk to me alone.
在那次谈话当中，我发现他精神失常的时候已经太迟了。
In that conversations, I noticed that he has gone somewhat insane. It's too late.
他的骄傲导致他垮下来。
His pride have collapsed him.
而且垮到没有办法再继续读书。
He actually collapsed to the extent that he cannot continue his study.
类似的例子还有好多。
There's still similar examples that are still there.
每个都很可惜。
I feel sorry for many of them.
讲个好一点的例子吧。
Let me talk something positive.
几年前有一位很有理想的学生。
Several years ago, there's a student coming with all his passion.
来到康莱尔一两年之后，他就开始了一个推动整个校园属灵复兴的运动。
After 1 and 2 years in Cornell, he started it to encourage this revival in the campus.
他毕业之前把棒子交给另外一位学生。
Before he graduated, he passed it on to another student.
那个接班的那个年轻学生来参加我们教会英文堂几次之后，决定。固定参加我们教会。
The followers after come to our English service several times, he decided to stay in our church.
而且他主动找我，问我可不可以每个礼拜跟他一对一的栽培他。
And he asked me whether I can disciple him one on one.
那我们就这样做了差不多整整两年，现在他已经毕业了。
We have spent 2 years together. Now he has already graduated.
我记得我们头几次碰面的时候，他总是在问我，如果能够很有效的在校园里面发挥领导的作用，把所有基督团契力量都和这个整合起来。
In the beginning meetings, he always asked me how to effectively become a leader, and he can integrate the strengths in all the fellowships.
我看他真是非常真诚的虚心求教，就直言不讳。
I see his humble and sincere heart, so I talk to him without hesitation.
我告诉他说，在过去的十多年当中，我多次收到一些基督徒学生寄来的信。
I told him that within the last more than 10 years, I have received many letters from the Christian students.
每次都是说有几位志同道合的人正在校园当中开始做一些新的大事。
Many times they talk about these big new things they started with other Christians.
他们的雄心抱负是办一些活动，让所有教会、所有校园的团契都来参加。
Their ambition is to have some activities that all the church and fellowship can participate in them.
他们希望所有收到他们信的团体都能够配合参加，给予他们各方面的支持。
They hope that every church or fellowship that receive their letters can participate actively and give them all the support.
但多数的这些人不到一年两年就云消雾散。
But many of them had gone disappeared within one or two years.
不是没有人曾经支持他们。
It's not that people don't support them.
而是他们只看重要别人跟随他们的理想，却没有想到自己该如何去服侍众人。
But because they only emphasize how people will follow their ambition instead of thinking about how to serve others.
所以我告诉这位年轻的弟兄，他要好好祷告，想清楚。
So I ask his young brother that he need to pray and think very clearly about it.
他愿不愿意做众团契的仆人？
Is he willing to become the servant for all the fellowship?
他心中想做的到底是标榜自己理想的伟大呢，还是愿意谦卑的做仆人？
What he think about is to really express his how great is his ambition, or his willingly and humbly to become servants.
他是希望他办的活动很成功呢，还是希望帮助每个团契都有很好的发展？
Is he looking to the success of his activities, or he looking to the growth of the fellowship?
很感谢神，我们谈了好几次话之后，这位年轻人真的带着他的同工做了一些关键的调整。
So this after our conversation, this young brother have made some key changes with the co-workers in his fellowship.
可以看得到他们谦卑的态度赢得了许多校园团契的信任和接纳。
From their humble attitude, they have won over many respect and acceptance from the other fellowships.
后来他们真的成功的办了很多好几次很有意义的大活动。
And actually, they have conducted several big activities successfully.
也促进了几个基督徒校园团契彼此之间很好的互动跟合作。
And has promoted many good interactions and cooperations within the campus fellowships.
简单来说，我们需要想的是这样。
Simply speaking, what we need to think about is this.
如果在你的侍奉当中，别人第一个看到的是你，而不是耶稣基督和他的福音，你就要小心罗马书十二章三节的提醒。
That in your ministries, if the first thing people see is you instead of Jesus Christ and His gospel, then you will be reminded about the Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
如果你每做什么事情都让人感受到你强烈的个人色彩。
If everything you do has shown your strong personal traits.
或者你常常在强调你自己怎样怎样。
Or you always emphasize how you think and how you do.
你需要好好反省这样的高举自己多过高举神，是不是神所喜悦的事奉？
You need to think about whether how you focus on yourself instead of God. Is this God's pleasure?
第三节中文圣经要我们看自己看得合乎中道。
In the Chinese translations, saying in the 12:3, saying that we need to see ourselves with sober judgment.
意思是不要过高，也不要过低。
Saying that you should take yourself too high or too low.
英文 NIV 翻作 with sober judgment.
The English translation is with sober judgment.
意思是要冷静、客观、真实，
It means that we need to be very calm and objectively and truthfully to look at ourselves.
不要随着自己的情绪哇大起大落。
Not with your escalating emotions.
一下子讲好多属灵的话，把自己膨胀了很多。
One time you say many spiritual words and pump yourself up.
但一下又掉得好低沉。
Or you fall down again.
无论如何，在侍奉当中，我们要常常提醒自己。
Actually, in your ministry, you need to always remind yourself.
不要让这个我变得太大。
Don't let the self become very big.
我们需要学习高举基督。
We need to learn how to raise Jesus Christ.
把我隐藏在耶稣基督恩典的荫庇下。
That you hide His eye behind the shadow of His grace.
好，我们总结一下。
Let's give a summary.
今天讲到三方面的侍奉。
We have talked about
哪三方面？
Three parts of service. Which three parts?
第一个嘛，本位的侍奉。
Serve by our being.
第二个是什么？生活的侍奉。
Serving by our daily lives.
第三个是什么？
工作的侍奉。
工作的侍奉。虽然彭牧师在讲这三方面侍奉的时候，并没有引用罗马书十二章。
Actually, when Pastor Chen was talking about these three parts, he didn't recite chapter 12 of Romans.
我们倒是看到十二章一到八节印证了彭牧师的看法。
We actually see that the passage in Romans have confirmed the viewpoint from Pastor Chen.
二十多年前我开始参与侍奉的时候，有人带着我们一起讨论彭牧师这篇文章。
More than 20 years ago, when I started learning to serve, there are people together to discuss the article.
我们都非常同意彭牧师所说的。
We all agree very well what Pastor Chen has taught here.
一个基督徒要这三方面的侍奉都有，才是全备的侍奉。
Only when we have these three parts of service that we have a complete service.
但是在讨论的时候，有人问：哎，这三者之间有没有优先次序？重要性有没有差别？
Within our discussions, people ask: Is there a priority within these three parts of service? Is there anything that's more important?
我们有非常热烈的讨论。
We have a very vigorous discussion.
那天的讨论对我很有帮助。
It was very helpful to me.
特别是后来不记得是谁画出了一个小图，让我印象更深刻。
I don't remember whom has used a picture give me a deep impression.
我们讨论之后达到一个共识。
And we have reached a consensus after discussion.
本位的侍奉是侍奉神的根本，是基础。
Serving through our being is the basis for our service.
在那之上是生活的侍奉。
Then is the service through our daily life.
再在那个之上才是工作的侍奉。
And then on top of that is a service by our ministry.
如果要有健康稳当的侍奉，一个健康的基督侍奉应该是正三角形。
For a healthy service, then you should have this normal triangle.
也就是越底层的基础越重要。
Then the bottom of the base is the most important.
这个图的意思并不是说啊，一个人信主头几年啊，只专做本位的侍奉，另外两方面完全不碰。
It's not saying that the new Christians should only focus on the base of a service through our beings.
不是的，是像陈牧师所说的，三方面的侍奉都要有，才是全备的侍奉。
Is that you have to have all three to have a complete service.
所以我们要做的是维持三方面都有。
So what we need to do is to maintain the balance of these three parts.
重要的是要维持一个健康的比例。
The important thing that we need to give a healthy proportion.
所以相关的提醒是这样。
The relevant teaching is like this.
如果一个人工作的侍奉渐渐增加。
If you have increased your service in ministry.
他就需要有更雄厚的生活侍奉以及本位侍奉来做他工作侍奉的基础。
Then you need to have a more solid base in your service through your daily life and through your being.
否则就会失去平衡，就不健康。
Or else you will lose your balance and become unhealthy.
二十几年前，我快要拿到电脑硕士毕业之前，本来想要一毕业就去读神学院。
More than 20 years ago, right before I received my master's degree in computer science, I thought about a study in the seminary full time.
结果教会里面有一位很灵敏很成熟的老姐妹跟我单独交谈。
An old sister from the church who is very mature spiritually talked to me.
他问我说你现在读圣经读得怎么样啊？
She asked me, how is your Bible reading these days?
我说多半的日子都有读，但还不是很稳定。
I said, yeah, for most days, but not very stable.
那他说那你的祷告生活好吗？
She asked me, how about your prayer life?
我就脸红了说不太好。
I flushed and said, well, it can be improved.
那他就说你要不要考虑先加强你的读经和祷告呢？
Then she asked me whether you should strengthen my Bible reading and prayer life.
他接下来告诉我，今天绝大多数的教会各项的活动都很多。
She told me that there are many activities in the church today.
但是教会属灵的力量很软弱。
But the church actually is very weak spiritually.
原因是教会的牧师和长老执事把绝大多数的时间精力都用在做事了。
Because most the pastors and the elders and deacons have put most of their strengths in ministry.
而他们的灵修生活非常的差。
But have a very poor spiritual life.
那时候我相信这位老姐妹讲的话是实情。
I think these old sisters are talking about some facts.
在后来的那些年间，我也真是看到很多教会的长老执事甚至是牧师真的没有好的灵修生活。
In the following years, I have seen many pastors, elders, and deacons. They do not have a good spiritual life.
有的甚至到一片空白的地步。
Some even went to entirely blank.
这二十多年来，我也听到、见到许多曾经在各地的学生团契和教会当中活跃一时的人，后来跌了下去。
I also have heard many leaders in student fellowship in church and become very active.But they all fell.
为什么呢？
Why?
常常见到的原因就是他们侍奉的光景是一个倒三角形。
A very common phenomenon is that this triangle is upside down.
上面的工作很多。
There are many ministries.
但是下面的侍奉基础很薄弱。
But the base is very weak.
这样的侍奉是迟早会倒下去，必然会发生的。
And this kind of a surface is will lead to imbalance and fail.
在我们教会，我们一方面鼓励每一位基督徒都参与侍奉。
In our church, we encourage all Christians to participate in service.
又希望每一个人都维持侍奉的均衡。
And but we also hope that everyone can maintain the balance in your service.
好在这一生在侍奉主的道路上能够跑得久。
So that you have a long marathon in serving the Lord.
而且越跑越喜乐。
And actually, you become more happy.
而且越跑越起劲。
And you have more strength during this race.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
当我们低头祷告的时候，我们一同来到神的面前，个人有一些思想。
We bow our heads and pray. We come to the presence of the Lord and let's focus our mind on Him.
在这个新学年即将开始的时候，你愿意做一个侍奉神的人吗？
In this beginning of the semesters, are you willing to become a person to serve the Lord?
在今天的信息当中，哪一方面最触动你的心？
In today's message, which part has touched your heart?
哪一方面的侍奉是你最缺乏、最薄弱的？
Which part of the service that you are the most weak?
你愿意来到神的面前立志吗？
Are you willing to come before His presence and have a resolution?
不是只在这里简单的跟神做个祷告，散会就忘了。
Not to have a simple prayer and after you are dismissed, you forget about it.
你愿意认真的为接下来这学期当中来做一个认真的祷告吗？
That you are willing to have a sincere prayer about the new semester.
我们自己有一段时间跟神祷告。
Let's have some time to pray about ourselves.
所以我们谢谢你，你是满有恩典、满有慈爱的神。
Lord, we thank you. You are the Lord full of grace and blessings.
你用无条件的爱来爱我们。
That you love us unconditionally.
你让耶稣基督为我们死，盼望的是我们为主而活。
That you let Jesus Christ die for our sins, so that we can live for you.
圣经说我们领受这么浩大的恩典，我们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
The Bible teaches that we inherit such a big blessings that we serve you is reasonable.
主啊，赐给我们一颗侍奉的心。
Lord, give us this heart of service.
坚固我们侍奉的心智。
Let us become firm in our heart to serve the Lord.
保守我们有好的侍奉的品格。
Protect us about our integrity in service.
赐给我们好的侍奉的同伴。
Give us our spiritual partners to serve together.
也赐给我们侍奉当中的成长。
And give us our growth in our service.
更是赐给我们侍奉的喜乐。
And give us this enjoyment in our service.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
侍奉他越久越甘甜。
The longer I serve him.
用你习惯的语言来讲。
自我进入主的国的生命人，他召唤自我先圣经给耶稣，我老百姓身份越久越甘甜，我感到十分的越久越甘甜，我愿跟爱他平凡永远变，心中充满喜乐，爱的不再多，我当该山水畔越久越甘甜，他自我一切的需要，他有罪 matters. Every good reason why your grace is in me. Every day my way gets brighter. The land that I serve in love, the future I
build.
The land that I serve in love, the future I build.
Okay.